Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On this Monday morning. One thing to watch today, but likely only today, we'll see. And another just sort of odd, maybe a bit lighter moment in the Wisconsin Republican Party politics. What are we listening to here?
Yep. All right. So that's, again, there's no debate on the floor. The motion is ruled out of order.
A little gavel tap there for you.
a little polite golf tap.
Yes, it was very polite.
Mm-hmm.
So the motion is out of order. And then, if I must say, a pretty weak gavel bang there. As the presiding officer at the state Republican convention is trying to get control of the room here. Gathering from what was posted on social media, there was a group of delegates who were pushing to hear from a potential challenger to Eric Hovde. And the rules, for whatever reason, didn't allow for it. Backing up, these things are often pretty wonky, right?
Oh, yes.
The state party conventions.
Mm-hmm. They pick a different city every year.
Yes.
It's usually around May or June.
And it's important work if you're into party politics.
Sure,
but for the rest of us who just follow the big stories in politics, like, okay, you know.
Sometimes there's a straw poll that's interesting.
Yes.
Otherwise, yeah.
Sometimes some of the speakers, you know, maybe make some noise or a little bit spicy. You know, your big names get up there from the Democrats or from the Republicans or what have you. And it's pretty mundane party business for the most part. At this point in the convention, though, which was held over the weekend by the Republicans, you hear chants from the crowd of let her speak. They wanted to hear from, as I said, a potential challenger to Hovde, who's expected to skate through the primary and challenge Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. I don't know to whom they're referring here. I've looked around for prominent names who are stepping up to challenge Hovde for the nomination on the GOP side. Apparently there are some, but no one that's really broken through. And I don't know who they wanted to hear from at the convention.
So if you guys will calm down, I can explain. So we all passed the rules earlier today, the convention rules. The convention rules lay out how the endorsement process works and the time limit and when you need to apply to be on the endorsement ballot, to be on the list. And she did not meet those qualifications. She did not meet with the endorsement committee. So she's not allowed to speak at the convention.
So you've got whoever's up at the podium here trying to kind of get control of things.
Yeah.
Actually doing sort of like the NFL referee explain job.
Yeah,
like,
right. I thought he was doing a pretty good job at that.
Right. Illegal hands to the face.
Mm-hmm.
That's 15 over here, but we also had an offsetting penalty. Right. He's trying to explain.
Yeah.
And they're kind of just not having it. And so this small group just keeps shouting, and my man here keeps trying to get control.
All right. If you guys can please calm down. Silence, please. Should I bang it some more? All right.
I don't know. Or bang it at all, I guess. I mean, if you're going to bang it,
yeah,
my man.
Go for it.
Come on.
Lean into it.
Right. So there's that.
No, it's great. If that was the sexiest part of the weekend, then I
might have been. One other thing in GOP politics to watch, though, I referenced it off top. The same group in Racine County that failed spectacularly in their effort to force a recall election against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is promising big news today. This is the group that promised an overwhelming number of signatures to force a recall election earlier this year, producing instead thousands of signatures from people well outside the district and falling short of delivering enough valid petitions to force that election. Voss's people even alleging potential illegal methods in gathering those signatures. So it was a big old mess. This same group now, not leaving well enough alone because Voss, along with the rest of the state assembly, is up for re-election in fall. The guy's got to stand for election. If you don't like Robin Voss, you can fire him in fall. But they're still apparently moving forward with yet another recall effort. I'm not entirely certain on that, but they are promising big news today. The Racine Recall Committee sending multiple emails advertising a, quote, major press conference to be held today at their headquarters in Union Grove. I don't know if you get to declare it major until we see what you got to say. Right?
Until the news is broken.
Right, until anybody shows up.
Mm.
So we'll see what they've got. I mean, this is starting to feel a little bit like Lucy and Charlie Brown in the football.
Right.
You know, like this group has multiple times produced, you know, we have big news and we've seen this movie before. It's ended the same way every time. So I don't want to spend a lot of time of it right now. We'll talk about it today. We'll see if they produce the goods. But major press conference today from the Racine Recall Committee later this morning.
Should I bang it some more? All right.
All right.